A group of six community leaders from Southeast Alaska all withdrew their membership from the Tongass Futures Roundtable Thursday. Members who withdrew included Kaufman Cove City Administrator Elaine Price, Wrangell's Economic Development Director Carol Rushmore, and Borough Manager Timothy Rooney, as well Petersburg City Manager Scott Hahn and Community Development Director Leo Luzak, and finally former Mayor of Craig Dennis Watson. Wrangell's Economic Development Director, Carol Rushmore, says the decision to withdraw has been something they've been considering for the past year and a half.
I think it's been a long time coming, in a sense that we haven't even seen working towards any kind of consensus. And that's been the frustrating part, is that we have an industry that is dying and it's hurting, and nobody's willing to, or a lot of the environmental groups are not willing to talk about it.
She says many communities are at a critical point when thinking about the future of timber in Southeast, and says once the Southeast Conference and the state resigned from the roundtable a week ago, the group felt it was time to resign as well. The roundtable was formed 5 years ago as a way to bring people and organizations together to find a common ground for land management in the Tongass National Forest. Rushmore says after 5 years of talking, many roundtable members are still unwilling to address the timber industry issue in Southeast.
At some point, you have to quit talking and you have to take action, and an action to try to help the communities and the industry was not happening.
We haven't accomplished anything trying to do stuff by consensus with the mix of people that was at the table was pretty much impossible.
That's Elaine Price, the city administrator of Kaufman Cove. She says many of the members of the roundtable in opposition to timber-related projects were not from Southeast Alaska.
People at the table who don't live here, they just don't understand that the forest is huge. And what you see when you drive around isn't the condition of the forest. They want to do just strictly restoration.
Price says timber restoration work only equates to summer jobs and says that's not enough to sustain the Southeast timber economy.
The delay, the constant talking about timber issues with no forward motion has hurt Kaufman Cove. It's hurt all of Southeast Alaska when the main economy, or one of the main economies, is in jeopardy, like logging. And some of the people at the table with the round table had no intentions ever of reaching a consensus on any kind of logging.
Elaine Price and Carol Rushmore both believe the round table was beneficial in forming connections with other communities and organizations around the region and gaining different perspectives and approaches to timber. Both say they are moving on from this and hope to gain some forward momentum with Governor Parnell's Timber Task Force. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.